It is estimated that 413,000 Australians are suffering from dementia, and it's predicted to increase to 1 million by 2050. Understanding the experience of people with the disease and designing spaces to make their lives more enjoyable is a key concern of researchers for the future. The Wired's Jared McLaughlin reports.
Imagine if all you could hear were distorted, aggressive sounds while out with friends. Now imagine hearing it through a simulated cacophony, which are panels made out of corrugated iron, foam, mesh and plastics, beaming those same sounds across a confined space. That's the experience created by Melbourne architect firm Bloxus, which takes people inside the aural space of a person with dementia. Anthony Clark and Joseph Gorsi-Sedden are from Bloxus. I asked them what inspired the project.
We understood this project as a mechanism for testing the impact of sound on your experience of an environment. And at the same time, there's an interface for other kinds of sources of knowledge and information.
What was your knowledge on dementia prior to working on this project?
We've designed a number of houses that have dealt with clients with cognitive impairment and also research, so dealing with academic papers and consulting other professionals in that field. Before we did this project, I've been teaching at RMIT University looking at dementia. So I was asked to run a specific dementia studio and then sent over to Germany as part of worldwide dementia symposium on design.
What were the immediate responses from those who saw the installation at the National Dementia Convention in Melbourne?
There was quite a sort of overwhelming response to people trying to understand how, as designers, we start to turn all of their information, all of their papers, all of their research and manifest that in some kind of physical result. The interesting thing is people were reading into it in a multitude of different ways. So a lot of people thought it was a material exploration. A lot of people sort of understood it just as a way of bouncing sound around. We probably got, you know, around 300 people or so through the installation over the 3 days. I think shows to us that there's obviously a lot of interest in this space. And it's also, there's a lot of encouragement for us to want to push this further and start working out how we can implement these sorts of ideas into a much bigger scope of work.
Anthony Clark and Joseph Gorsi-Sedden from Bloxus architect firm. Dr. Tanya Petrovich is the manager of business development at Dementia Australia. She says the way people with dementia experience noise is a significant concern.
For a person living with dementia, the brain is basically declining with the disease process, and sounds can be affected in different ways. So, for example, you and I might hear a dog barking in the background, and we will understand that it's a dog barking without seeing the dog. For a person living with dementia, they might hear that dog barking and not understand or comprehend that it's a dog or that it's barking.
What kind of impact could this better understanding on dementia have on treatment, care and support?
The idea of the installation is actually to explore the materials that are used in building for people living with dementia. So you're exploring how different materials respond to sound and how different materials will affect what we hear. At the moment, what we know is that for people living with dementia, you want to have an environment that is calm and not noisy. So noise is minimised and the sound doesn't reverberate or doesn't reflect. So it's very clear where the sound's coming from and what it's associated with.
Is there a serious problem with aged care facilities and their management of dementia patients and residents?
The condition is quite a complex one and each person is affected differently. So what is good for one person might not be good for another person. Really, it's about providing adequate education for people to understand what is the best possible environment for people living with dementia so that they can be enabled and empowered to perform at their best.
Dr. Tanya Petrovich, Manager of Business Development at Dementia Australia, ending that report by The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.